Hello and welcome to the Mount Brook Baptist Church Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. My name is Wayne Splon, and it's my privilege to join you this week in reading God's Word together. Our first reading is from Deuteronomy chapter 10, verses 12 through 22. And the heading in my Bible says, "Circumcise your heart." And I find it interesting here in the book of Deuteronomy that the Lord focuses on the importance of our hearts being engaged with who He calls us to be as His people. And sometimes we are prone to pit Old Testament and law against New Testament. And I find a great continuity here of thinking about it's always been important that our hearts be engaged with God. So I invite you to listen beginning in verse 12. "And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all His ways, to love Him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to keep the commandments and the statutes of the Lord, which I am commanding you today for your good. Behold, to the Lord your God belong heaven and the heaven of heavens, the earth with all that is in it. Yet the Lord set His heart in love on your fathers and chose their offspring after them, you above all peoples, as you are this day. Circumcise therefore the foreskin of your heart and be no longer stubborn. For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great, the mighty, and the awesome God, who is not partial and takes no bribe. He executes justice for the fatherless and the widow, and loves the sojourner, giving him food and clothing. Love the sojourner, therefore, for you were sojourners in the land of Egypt. You shall fear the Lord your God. You shall serve Him and hold fast to Him, and by His name you shall swear. He is your praise. He is your God, who has done for you these great and terrifying things that your eyes have seen. Your fathers went down to Egypt 70 persons, and now the Lord your God has made you as numerous as the stars of heaven." Our psalm today is from Psalm 52, "Steadfast love of God endures." To the choir master, a maskil of David, when Doeg the Edomite came and told Saul, "David has come to the house of Ahimelech." Verse 1, "Why do you boast of evil, O mighty man? The steadfast love of God endures all the day. Your tongue plots destruction like a sharp razor, you worker of deceit. You love evil more than good, and lying more than speaking what is right. You love all words that devour, O deceitful tongue. But God will break you down forever. He will snatch and tear you from your tent. He will uproot you from the land of the living. The righteous shall see and fear and shall laugh at him, saying, 'See the man who would not make God his refuge, but trusted in the abundance of his riches and sought refuge in his own destruction.' But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the steadfast love of God forever and ever. I will thank you forever because you have done it. I will wait for your name, for it is good in the presence of the godly." Psalm 52 reminds us that we are sometimes prone to think that our riches are the place where we find our security. But ultimately, the only place that you and I can find security is in the person and the work of Jesus Christ and the love that God has for us. That's a good reminder for me. Our next passage is from Philippians chapter 3, verses 15 through 21. "Let those of us who are mature think in this way. And if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal that also to you. Only let us hold true to what we have attained. Brothers, joining and imitating me, and keep your eyes on those who walk according to the example you have in us. For many of whom I have often told you, and now tell you even with tears, walk as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end is destruction, their God is their belly, and their glory in their shame, with minds set on earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like His glorious body by the power that enables Him even to subject all things to Himself." I invite you to pray with me. Father, we thank You for the gift of Your Word, and we pray that You would help us to not be stubborn, and to not be hard-hearted, but that You would give us hearts that would be soft and tender to You and the things of You. We pray that You would help us to find refuge in you and you alone, and not to put our trust in our own abilities or our own resources or our own wisdom. Help us to walk in the fear and love of you, that you might use us for your good purposes in this world, and that our joy in you might be full. We offer this prayer in Christ's name. Amen.